How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor, and here is your gospel news. The 60th Grammy Awards will air live from New York on Sunday, January 28th. Here are your nominees in Category 36 for Best Gospel Performance Song. The nominees are Too Hard Not To by Tina Campbell, You Deserve It, J.J. Harrison, and Youthful Praise featuring Bishop Cortez Vaughn, Better Days by Leandria, My Life by The Walls Group, and Cece Winans with Never Have to Be Alone. For Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance Song, the nominees are Oh My Soul by Casting Crowns, Clean by Natalie Grant, What a Beautiful Name, Hillsong Worship, Even If by Mercy Me, and Hills and Valleys by Torrin Wells. Category 38 for Best Gospel Album, Crossover, Live from Music City by Travis Green, Bigger Than Me, Leandria, Close by Marvin Sapp, Sunday Song by Anita Wilson, and Let Them Fall in Love by Cece Winans. An Asheboro teenager is not only making great business moves, but is also spreading a message from God. 17-year-old Lucas Hunt recently sold over 100,000 signs that simply say, "Thank you, Jesus." It was supposed to be an Easter project, but grew into something bigger. Originally, the signs were being sold at Hopewell Friends in Asheboro. After the demand grew higher, a printing company had to get involved in helping with others. Hunt mentioned that people are purchasing them to express faith and hope. He said, "It's an everyday thing. You pull up to your driveway, you pull in, you see it, and you think of something you're thankful for. Each sign costs only $8, and the money goes towards printing costs as well as the Thank You Jesus mission." Remember, the sign simply says, "Thank You Jesus." Canton Jones, born Canton Darrell Jones on January 9, 1977 in Deerfield Beach, Florida. He began singing at the age of 9 in a vocal group founded by his father. By the age of 16, he was writing and producing songs for friends in his hometown. He relocated to Atlanta, Georgia, where he attended Morehouse College, joining the school's renowned Glee Club. The club performed for celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, Stevie Wonder, Dr. Bobby Jones, and Ray Charles, as well as performing at high-profile events such as the opening ceremony of the 1996 Olympic Games. Between 1998 and 1999, he joined the World Changers Church International under the pastorship of Creflo and Taffy Dollar. In 2001, Canton Jones launched his own gospel record label, Kajo International. He released his first album in 2002, 20 Years, 3 Months, and 12 Days, which chronicled his journey to salvation. He released his second independent album in 2004, The Password, and in that same year, he collaborated with Little I-Rock Williams on Williams' 2004 debut album and wrote and performed the song You and Me. It was for a compilation of Holy Hip Hop, taking the gospel to the streets. Ricky Rydell Dillard, born February 25, 1965, an American gospel artist, musician, and choir director. He started his music career in 1991 with the release of Promise. His second album, A Holy Ghost Takeover, released in 1993. His third album, Hallelujah, released in 1995. In 96, his CD, Work It Out, and then 2000's No Limit and Unplugged in 2004. He released the album, Seventh Episode, that came out in 2007, then Keep Living in 2011. Then his release of the album Amazing came out in 2014. All of his albums charted on Billboard's Gospel Albums chart. His No Limit album charted on the Christian Albums chart, and the album Unplugged charted on the Independent Albums chart, along with the releases Keep Living and Amazing that also charted on Billboard's Top 200. He was nominated for a Grammy 2 times. Here's your Billboard Top 10 song in the country. Number 10, Ruf La Antra with Kingdom. Number 9, Ted Wynn, Stand in Awe. Number 8, Dietrich Haddon with A Billion People. Number 7, Marvin Sapp, Close. Number 6, Jacalyn Carr, You Will Win. Number 5, Anthony Brown with Trust in You. Number 4, William Murphy, Everlasting God. Number 3, Charles Jenkins and Leandria with Grace. Number 2, Tamela Mann is back in the number 2 spot with Change Me, which brings us to number 1 for 5 weeks, Travis Green with You Waited. Well, that's your Billboard Top 10 Songs in the Country, your 2018 Grammy Award nominees, and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.